fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 17th day of May, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It may be mundane, but this will help you in your normal life and help you during time of crisis. That's to have the best possible cookware that's healthy, of all things. That's cast iron cookware. Cast iron cookware imparts healthy minerals into your food as you cook it. Properly used and maintained, your great-great-grandchildren could well be using the same cast iron cookware. And I've now got a nice selection of cast iron cookware for sale on under my section at thelibertyman.com under survival and tactical gear. Some plain cast iron cookware and some that's enamel-coated. So check that out. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level, taught mathematics at the university level. He's a weekly radio talk show host with not one but 2 radio talk show hosts and a prolific author. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Good to be here.
Well, what's on your radar this morning, sir?
Well, I heard your prepper tip, and many years ago, I went out and bought a complete set of iron pans, etc. So that's something that I use when I can't carry them with me all the time.
they are heavy, it's not commonly known that when you cook food in cast iron, it imparts minerals into the food that's very healthy.
Yeah, and one of my favorites. I'm not sure if you have these, John, but it's the Dutch oven.
And I've got a couple of them on that list. Yep.
Yeah, and so those are wonderful. You put it. You don't put it in the fire. You put the kind of a fire around it, and then you put coals on the top.
Right.
And you can cook everything. I went to I was at a teacher one time for archery. It was at a woman's, how to be in the country, how to be a woman, outdoors woman, I think was the name of it. And I was actually there as an instructor. And so I actually went to some of the classes there, but one of them was how to use a Dutch oven. And you can put your dessert pie on top, you put everything in there. and it's a one unit cooking oven.
Right.
Great.
Right. Right. Those the Dutch oven's meant to be used in the manner you described. They have a lip around the edge of the lid that keeps the coals from dropping off into the fire.
Yeah. Oh, it's yep. Anyway. I concur with your tip of the day. That's a good one.
Jim, I was reading a news article about New Orleans. A bronze statue of General Beauregard, who was with the Confederate States of America, is being removed last night. And it seems like that period of time is a black hole in history where people have not learned what really happened. I think most Americans think that the United States of America, where slavery was illegal, fought the Confederate States of America, where slavery was legal. And they think that the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in the South, in the Confederate States of America, all of which are untrue. Because people don't know about in the United States of America, we had Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware, which all during the Civil War, you could buy and sell slaves at the slave market, just like you always could. So clearly, if you could buy and sell slaves inside the United States of America during the Civil War, how could the war possibly be about slavery, Jim?
Oh, Lincoln had a slave. I mean, it's,
right, right. Well, Lincoln was if Lincoln had lived, he was going to deport all the blacks out of the United States. That was his plan. It was deportation of all blacks to remove them from the United States.
Well, see, and the other thing is, it was the East India Company, which was run by the Jews that were not allowed in New York at the time. That's what the term Wall Street comes from, because there was a wall, literally, that they required the Jewish traders to go behind at night. That's what Wall Street means. And the reason they did that is because they knew they would invade the financial market and destroy it, which has happened. The East India Company was the one doing the slave trading.
And it's kind of ironic that the black Muslims captured the men and women who became slaves, and the black Muslims sold their slaves to the Jewish slave traders.
Yeah, history is it's not how you read it in the book.
It is so convoluted. It is. But another ironic thing, you know, the film Lincoln, I had to watch it as opposition research. If you read the Emancipation Proclamation, it did not free the slaves that were in the United States or America. It claimed to free slaves in a different country, which, of course, it could not. So it was basically a meaningless piece of paper, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's being misused today to make it sound like if a baby is born here, they're an American citizen, which is not true. When they said that people born during that time period, because they were not citizens prior to that, during that time period, 1864 or whatever it was, if they were in the United States at that time and born in the United States, which most of the slaves were, then they would be allowed to be citizens, but only for that for that group of people. This was not meant for illegals now that come here and then they call them anchor babies. It's not what that was meant for. That was a five-year period for the slaves in the United States at the time.
Well, there are so many nuances to this that people don't know, and it really does affect our daily lives, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's it really does. And the other thing is, there's people still going around saying, well, we want reparations for such and such. Well, I could say that the Irish were mistreated when they came to the United States. I want reparations. You know, no.
Right,
come
right,
on.
Right.
It didn't affect me. I went and I got an education. I kicked myself in the butt and I made something of myself. You know, so it's like, no, you're here now. You have opportunities. Don't blame everybody else for your problems. And don't look to the government
exactly.
to solve them. And you know, and don't ask me to help you. You know, get out and get your act going. And there's ample cases. You know, it's the lazy response. Let's put it that way. Give me something. That's what my Uncle Ben used to say. When are you going to give me something? Never. You know, the free train ride's over. So anyway.
Okay, well, let's move on from there. There's some controversy about whether President Trump will or will not continue to support the Paris climate change agreement that the previous Muslim communist president had agreed to be part of. And I hope he walks away from it. There's a lot at stake there, isn't there, Jim?
That whole thing is a sham. So yeah, to just walk away, and if the United States walks away, now he's already done some things relative to that, including like TPP was, if you don't know it, was mixed into all of that climate change, and you know that was all mixed in there, and with the United States. But when, for example, the United States walked out of TPP, the thing fell apart. And so the same thing here, if because nobody else gives any money. It's like he's saying about NATO. Everybody wants to be big NATO guy, but go around pound their chest, but nobody puts in a dime. So it's the same deal.
Right. Well, these measures will harm first world countries like the United States, Great Britain, and Germany, and give an economic advantage to China and India, wouldn't they?
Well, not only that, but look at Canada. They're just being killed financially. I know people in Canada, and their taxes have gone up. They have a carbon tax, which every business has to calculate, like everything it does, and pay carbon tax on it. And so they're just being killed. The Canadian dollar right now, I just had some people buy water filter stuff from Canada. And, you know, a $200 order cost them $350.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the exchange rate. Yeah. And it's like, well, whatever, you know, I can't help that. But, no, Canada is really, really in big trouble. And they can't sell their products. You know, it's a big mess. It's a big mess. And the reason for it is the carbon tax. And all of the things coming in that were riding on the heels of these international, like the Paris Agreement. That just gives the government carte blanche to do whatever it wants. And that's what, that's what you'd be having here right now if the Hill of Beans were president, you know.
Hill of Beans, I like that.
Oh, yeah. No, you were heading into, all of these accords. Look, TPP. The UN Accord on Water, on Agenda 21, on the UN having troops in the streets. Oh, the United States would be a whole different place.
Oh, yes. Well, I agree, absolutely. Well, we got a question or comment for us, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
Speaking of the Hill of Beans, I thought this was funny. She came out, the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative, they resigned, and I don't know if you heard about this, but their cargo ship, the Chelsea, got raided in Baltimore Harbor, and they found something like 470 illegals in a container, like a cargo container. They found marijuana. They found a bunch of other contraband.
And well, a standard
disowned it. Chelsea just.
I bet she did. Well, I hope it was more than one Connex, because the standard one is 40 feet long, and I would hate to be among 400 people inside a 40-foot container.
Right.
It was probably one of them. It was mostly multiple containers, but those they would not have any facilities for normal human habitation inside those connexes, would they?
No. And so they're bringing people in and dumping them. Who knows? Middle of the night, they go grab them, and tomorrow morning, you wake up and there's whoever's living next door to you, and they're all from like Syria. These are, you know, and these are not women and children. These are 25-year-old military-aged males.
Right.
So this
right.
is coming in on the Clinton's flagship Chelsea. But here's the punchline. Let me just finish this.
Go ahead.
Hillary came out. I just wanted to let people know that the Clinton Foundation, as of April, they just closed their doors, from what I understand, because nobody was giving them any money. But she has a new PAC. It's called Resist, Insist, Persist, Enlist, which spells RIPE. I don't know if she noticed that. But that means you're ripe for the picking if you do this, if you jump on her bandwagon again.
Oh, wow. Boy. Well,
yeah, these people don't go away, and this is my point. These people don't go away. You know, the old expression, don't go away mad, just go away.
These dumb people
don't understand that concept.
No, they don't. Well, there's an excellent video at my website, Jim, where a woman who was a volunteer to help refugees resettle became so alarmed and disgusted that she left it and went public what was going on in Metro Kansas City. And these military-age refugees were coming in with communicable diseases and immediately upon arrival being given American passports and Social Security numbers, which if you have an American passport, that means, on the face of it, that you're an American citizen, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that video is there. It's very disturbing to hear her testimony, but very important. And most likely, the people who were in those connexes on the cargo ship Chelsea, they would have been given Social Security numbers and passports as well as part of an overall program, wouldn't they?
Well, after all, we got a president that did it. Why not?
Right. Oh, wow. Scary stuff.
This country, let me tell you, you would not recognize it compared to what's going on now. I mean, there wouldn't be any investment. The number of people on government support would be increasing. You know, there would be no investment. There would be a lot more jobs would be going out, a lot more just free reign of people coming into this country. It would have just, the floodgates before would have been opened up. I mean, they would have just blown away the dam completely. This would just be floodgates coming in from all sides. And we would have what's going on in France or Germany, just wholesale. And understand that this is being done by Israel to destroy this country. The whole point is to destroy the United States. And you got to understand where the basis of this is, because they've been pitting Arabs and Christians against each other since for 1,000 years or more. The plan to destroy basically the Christian countries, and that's what it is. You got to understand what it is. If Obama said, he said in 10 years. Basically, you won't see white people. White Christian people will not exist in the United States.
Well, that's very disappointing, but it certainly seems to be headed that way, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, yeah, but it's right now, though, you know, like I say, if Hillary Beans would be in, you wouldn't. In fact, I said, too, that there wouldn't be a corner on this planet where you could go hide. Because, in fact, the laws, a lot of them were in place. Now they're not enforceable, but they were passing laws which basically controlled Americans no matter where they were.
Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May, visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, before we get to our first caller, tell us about your two radio shows, how people can listen in the archives, if you would please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad. That's my weekly commercial-free show. And it's been going on for 17 years. The archives for all those shows are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And I usually try and get the archive up there within a day after the live airing. And this week's topic, I'll be talking about, impact craters versus comets passing versus both as far as mass extinctions. And so I'll also be talking about the 100th anniversary of the Fatima appearance, some interesting commentary there, and then some issues about Saturn. And then my paid cast every week is an extra hour of science, pure science. And this week's topic is electric principles of coils and Schmidt triggers. It's part of the ongoing series Tesla's Mind. So it's the physics of electrical coils and Schmidt triggers, and these are basic components of much of Tesla's work. And so I'll be talking about those so people understand how those work. That's on the paid cast, $3.95 a month. And believe me, you won't get any information like this any place on the planet.
Okay.
That's outstanding. This week's paid cast.
Okay, our first caller here is Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk, Professor Mechanic, to you a little bit about water and water filters. Before I do that, any updates or anything to come soon on the wing generator?
Just hold tight. That's all I can tell you right now. But
okay.
The simple answer is yes.
Okay, good, good. Well, that helps keep me excited. Okay, Professor, I own your gravity-fed Imperial water filters.
No.
And I'm considering, not considering, it's really just a matter of, you know, when I can put the money aside to upgrade my home full house water filter system to your smaller version.
Right, the what we call the multi-round, but it's, yeah, for a high flow rate water filters.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me give you an idea. I'm in Central Texas in Austin. Let me give you an idea of how hard the water is here.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Well,
and you have a big arsenic problem there too.
Well, yeah. So let me for the listeners who want to understand how hard the water is here. When I take a TDS meter, I'm making my own colloidal silver. If I take a TDS meter and I put it in the gravity-fed water, filtered water through James McCanny's water filter, the TDS meter reads somewhere around between 3 and 6. I have a Pelican full house water filtration system, which has two tanks. One just the filter for chlorine, right, just the charcoal tank, and the other one is their proprietary water softening system that does not put salt into the water. From that standpoint, I'm very happy with it. But back to the total dissolved solids, the water coming out of the city, the back of my house, into my pool, in my yard, 693. The water coming out of my Pelican, after it does its thing, 660. Now, on the back of a TDS meter, it says anything over 500 is above EPA standards. So therein is my question, sir. If I take Pelican water system, ditch the first tank that is charcoal for chlorine, put yours in, and then allow that filtered water to go through this other Pelican tank that softens the water without putting salt in it. Is that something, and this may be something you and I have to take off air, and I don't mind doing that if it's too complicated for the show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how that would work.
And I'm gonna talk to the chemist that we have on staff about this, because we've solved some other problems. Like there was one in South America we solved. The people had extreme levels of arsenic and boron, something that most people don't see at all. And these are, but yeah, with the high levels of the mineral content that you're trying to get rid of. I'm going to ask about that, because the other thing we do is we make specialty filters, and we have some other combinations of the filter packs that go in there. So there might be a solution here that's better than just buying the standard packs.
Right.
Should I try to connect you via email or
text? Ty, send me an email. I'll forward it to Jim, and the two of you can connect up. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And then we'll give the answer on the air also, so other people.
Great.
We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. We talk a lot on my show about health and health-related matters and talk to people who have expertise in certain areas, which includes the energy cleaner. None of these things are the silver bullet by themselves. Energy cleaner isn't by itself. Nutrition isn't by itself. There's a lot of things that go into full health and having complete health. The energy cleaner is part of it. I use mine every night. I was very active yesterday around the ranch here using the line trimmer, which is pretty vigorous work, running the tractor with the brush hog on it. And it was a full day and went to bed with a couple of minor aches and pains, but woke up pain-free after being very vigorous and physical yesterday. And you can also get yourself an energy cleaner. Read up on it at my website. Look at the patent application information, the testimonials from people I know, trust, like Steve Whitman, and then make your decision. Get your energy cleaner, get the factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page. The shorthand version of his website is jmccci.com. Let's continue, Jim.
Okay, so anyway, just to cap off what Ty was saying there, we'll get back some answers on water filtration. And this is something, John, that nobody has. First of all, they're made in the United States in our own factory. The multi-round, these are big water filters that have the same quality as my regular GF filters and no add-ons required. And these are big. They have high flow rates for ranches, farms, eco-villages, whole houses, what Ty was talking about. Right. And so these are amazing. And anyway, enough of that, just kind of a little promo. But the topic that's really important here, and this is totally, totally under the radar, because I have my feelers out in the telecom industry and the AI and, all of the broadband industry. Here's something that's going on, and I'm going to make a prediction. Google, Amazon, Apple, Boeing, a lot of big, big companies are developing what are called cloud-based technology, and it's already there. I know I maintain my own web page. I got two web pages now, and I know Tim works, Spencer does some maintenance and stuff like that. For web pages, but the private individual web page person is having a harder and harder time maintaining, because what's out there is a bunch of, let me just say it this way, it's crap. WordPress is a piece of junk, and it's got all these add-ons that nobody supports. They're made by kids in India that sell them, for $20, and then they don't work. And there's no company that's behind any of this in an organized way. It's junk. And I've worked in this industry, and I know what it takes to develop good products and support them, and it's not happening. So it's forcing everybody into this cloud-based. And at first you think, oh, good, I don't have to have my IT team. I don't have to have all this expense. I don't have to have computers and servers in-house and all the staff to maintain them. But guess what, boys and girls? This is the beginning of the end, because if you become politically incorrect in your company, or if you don't make your employees vote a certain way, they're going to target you and they're going to shut down your business. So this is tying independent business with something far more nefarious than the U.S. government ever imagined it could be. Anyway, with that little intro, John, do you have any comments?
Well, it's all part of a seamless program to accomplish certain goals, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're already shutting down, for example, Google and YouTube and Yahoo and, mail. Everybody's mail is in these common servers now, or Facebook, where they're limiting access to certain people because they're not politically correct. Oh, it's... Let me tell you, these cloud-based systems are taking over social media, the same thing. These, by the way, are all controlled and operated by the CIA. When you go up the ladder, you find that the CIA has been translating its drug money, which is vast, over the last 30 years. That vast amount of drug money gets cleansed, and it goes through like InQtel, which is the CIA's investment capital firm, their venture capital firm, where they invest in high-tech companies that are all part of this octopus, this 100-legged octopus monster that we call the Internet and all those support companies that are around it, Google and Facebook and, Twitter and LinkedIn and the whole laundry list of social media. And, the most nefarious part is the cloud-based, and it sounds so harmless. Oh, it's cloud-based. We just pay these people, and I know people who they take their data, and they don't give it back. Oh, we can't find it. Oh, it's been erased.
No. Right.
Oh, man. This is, and like I say, the support for individuals having web pages is going away. I mean, you almost have to create your own web page, design and maintain it, but then you don't have the advantage that other companies have of having this huge influx of traffic. And that's part of the equation too. If you're not cloud-based, you're not going to see all this traffic that's going on out there. Like you or me with our little independent web pages, they just push you off out of the way and they don't even list you. You know, when somebody searches on Comets, they're never going to arrive at Jim McCanney's page in a million years.
Right. It's all by design. It's none of this is left to chance, is it, Jim?
No. And these billionaire kids really make me angry. People like Musk and Bezos and the whole laundry list, they have a few things in common. One is their racial denomination, if you know what I mean. And these people are not there. You know, I had an idea long before when the internet was just getting going. I said, you know, it's going to need a way of monetary exchange between all these people on the internet. But I didn't have the connections because, I was poor Irish blue-eyed Christian kid from the Midwest, you know, a great idea, but no money. Well,
right.
You know, that was not Elon Musk's problem.
Right.
So anyway, when you see these people succeeding, there's a reason. You know, he doesn't have SpaceX and NASA contracts because he's a swell guy or smart. Yeah, there's a little success factor that's blended in there.
Right.
And so, I mean, nothing against Musk. I mean, I really respect him for a lot of the stuff he's doing. But his successes are not simply because he's Elon Musk. There's a lot more involved there.
And, absolutely.
And people like myself or yourself do not have success because we are not connected in the same way.
Right. Well, there's a lot to that. And that's just the way the world works, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. What Trump is trying to do is to drain that. I mean, he's got his hands full. But that's why there's so much gnashing of teeth in the news media and in the Democrats, who we are finding out represented not the people, but the wealthy, the ruling class of the world. And that's why the Clintons and the Bushes and all those middle manager people have had immense success. Well, that's their benefit, like the Marcoses in the Philippines. You know, they got vast success because of what they did, not because, you know, of anything intelligent they ever did.
Right. Well, at the very top, there's little difference between most Republicans and most Democrats, is what I've observed.
Oh, yeah, and that's, I don't want to pick Democrats only because that is true. But absolutely, Congress is a swamp in itself.
Well, we routinely see photographs of the first President Bush and Bill Clinton at ball games sharing seats next to each other and drinking beer. And I know a law firm in St. Louis where some of the top Republican and Democratic office holders or former office holders have gravitated to and work in the same law firm. Former senators, former governors, and so forth. They seem to get along quite well in their business enterprise, despite their being top Republicans and top Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this came out. You know, Comey's brother works in the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation taxes. Isn't that a cozy deal?
Yeah. Well, that would be a very lucrative piece of work, I'm sure. The Clinton Foundation is where the bodies are buried, and that's where the Department of Justice, in my opinion, needs to be focusing a lot of effort. There's a lot of illegal activity there from what I've seen.
Well, there's a reason they shut that down, and if she bleach bit 30,000 emails from the State Department, you better believe they've been destroying evidence there like crazy.
Oh, I bet they are. They got those shredders with the one-horsepower motors on them.
Yeah, the special, what was that California oil firm, you know, the paper oil firm, it wasn't not Exxon, but The one where the California oil crisis.
I know what you're talking about. But yeah, I've seen those government, typically government and sort of Fortune 500 companies have these shredders. You can put almost anything in them, Jim, and it's just gone.
Non-logging.
You know, the power of these big industrial shredders is a sight to behold.
What I think is funny is the State Department's probably got a bunch of those, but they couldn't afford a printer for Huma Abedi and sending them to her husband to print. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, yep. My goodness.
Yep. Of course not. Yeah, well, the Clinton Foundation is needs to be gone after. I don't know what's going on in the Department of Justice, obviously, but and you say it's been shut down?
As far as I understand, the tax status of the 501(c) was shut down on April, before tax time this year. And so if you do that, then you basically have pulled the plug.
Well, that doesn't, they had hundreds of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of assets. Those didn't evaporate.
They're somewhere.
They're somewhere. And, there's going to be trails, paper trails and electronic trails that will still be recoverable. I just hope that they do go after them. That needs to be done. Jim, I know I ask you this occasionally, but the Nazca Lines, a gentleman I worked with back in the 1970s, he recently passed, World War II, a veteran, but he was fascinated by the Nazca Lines, and I just found out he died about a year ago, but I wish I could have got the information to him about your research and what you found out. I know you're cooperating with the and working with the officials in Peru to move forward on that. Any progress in that area?
Nothing public at this time, but okay. That's something that's important. But anyway, nothing really public announcement at this time.
Okay. All right.
John, just to explain my life a little bit here, I've probably got 10 projects right now that are on the top of the pile of projects.
Right.
And that's
right.
One of them. And so, in fact, another one just popped up last night. It was a chance meeting, and I can't go into a lot of detail, but amazing opportunity for me to my science work to be on expose, let's put it that way. Now I have 11, or there, that's a round number, 11.
Well, I found looking back in my life, these chance meetings, there's a reason for them. We may not understand it at the time, but they're meant to happen, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and this is just over the top. And so, I mean, in terms of, I think that mostly what I do is over the top, but this one is over the top of all the rest. And so,
outstanding. Well,
so anyway.
I know you'll be moving forward on that project, and when it's time to hear about it, we will hear about it, won't we?
Oh, you certainly will. So anyway.
But, outstanding.
But you were talking about health a little earlier, and it's something that I do continually, try and keep healthy, in spite of the extreme amount of work that I do sitting down. Every day I have to get up and go move around, et cetera, and do work. But my gymnasium is the great outdoors. That's the way I look at it. I'm not a gymnasium person where I go, do 200 reps of something or another. That's great. But what I found is that it works your muscles in the same pattern, and that's not good. When you're out walking around in the woods and moving things, you're using all your muscles in all directions.
Right.
And being in the health industry myself, the small muscles, there's over 600 muscles in your body. There's about 20 of them that are major muscles. And all the rest are minor, and it's those minor muscles that people don't work when they go to the gymnasium. Those machines are not meant to work your small muscles.
Right.
And those are the ones that begin the actions. So like when you lift your arm or you extend your arm or, lift your leg, whatever you do, it starts with a little muscle that's smaller than your little finger.
Right.
And those are the muscles that get worked when you're doing in the great outdoors type of exercise. I've had people come up and visit when I was up in the Canadian wilderness. And I would walk around the woods all day, and I'd be doing stuff. And these are people that came up in good condition from gymnasiums. They had, like, city jobs. And in 5 minutes, they were exhausted.
Right.
You know, and it's a different type of conditioning.
Well, here at my place, my afternoon walk is right at 1 mile, which includes walking to the equivalent of a top of a 15-story building and back down just because of the terrain here. And it's a good workout, and I enjoy the fresh air and all the wildlife and the birds and everything. Very refreshing and very invigorating, and I always carry a customized .22 caliber pistol with me in case there's a armadillo that needs to be taken care of. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May. And we are back. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir.
Yeah, John. You were talking about taking your walk. Part of health is mental health. And then, like you say, walking in the woods and relaxation, etc. And a lot of people that live in a city, everything is square, everything is concrete, they don't get that mental relaxation that comes from being with nature. And so anyway, that's something for me that I've recognized long periods of times out in the wilderness, a lot of those times living by myself. And, my thought processes can go on for a long time. And so those are all things that a lot of people today don't have. You know, the idea that you're on your cell phone constantly, you're talking to someone, all of a sudden the phone rings, you know, they grab it and it changes their direction of thought. You know, you can't hold a conversation with kids today more than 2 minutes and they're off thinking about something else. You know, it's like, wow. Right. So all of these things are part of mental health, you know, good mental health. And so it's something that I do, but in this modern society, it's getting harder and harder for people to have good mental health. And that's why I see, too, a lot of what we call libtards. There are people that are really have a lot of anger and things like that built up. And, you know, they're trying to blame somebody else for their problems trying to, you know, have solutions come out of, say, government or something like that. Right, but anyway, right. health and mental health are something that are in dire need of repair today.
They are. They are, absolutely. Well, I agree with what you're saying, Jim. And, of course, people have recognized long ago the need for open space and greenery, and that's why we have the parks in and near cities, don't we, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I also wanted to mention that I had an email from a listener, a parent. He said that he sits down with his kids and watches, first of all, the Carl Sagan Cosmos series, and then watches my episode, which uses the talking points. And he said they're really learning science and what the agenda was in the Carl Sagan Cosmos series. You know, and then after when they listen to mine, they learn real science, and he was very appreciative. That's in my paid cast. But anyway, that was the point, and I'm glad there's people out there, and I'm glad that people's kids are being educated with this, where they're certainly not getting it in the schools today.
That's right. That's right. These public schools are virtual child abuse, aren't they?
Well, to teach everybody the same thing and call it education, what a joke. I mean,
yep.
Out of a book that's approved, it makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. It's not education. It's diversion. I mean, it take people and force them to do that for 20 years. They're brain dead by the time they get out.
You know, they are. Jim, thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.